If you're a veteran who's not doing so well, if you're suicidal or depressed or just want to talk, there's a number for you to call, 1-800-273-8255.
You have reached the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, also servicing the Veterans Crisis Line. If you are a U.S. military
responders at three call centers field thousands of calls. Julianne Mullane is the Crisis Line's Assistant Deputy Director.
A successful call, in my mind, is one in which someone is just about to kill themselves and our responder talks them down, safety plans, does the consult, gets them connected with their local VA.
She says to do that, the first step is to gain a caller's trust.
So if someone says, yeah, I feel like I want to die, yeah, you've got a lot going on, rather than trying to argue with them about why they should want to live.
Crisis Line Deputy Director Robert Corrado remembers when responders helped a young soldier in Iraq whose girlfriend had just broken up with him.
He was sitting in a tent somewhere in Iraq and was Skyping with his mother. And while he was Skyping, he was holding a gun to his head. So his mother called the Crisis Line. His mother called us and told us what was going on.
Responders were able to locate the soldier and get help from the Red Cross and military police.
His mother actually watched as the Red Cross entered this tent and wrestled the gun away from him and saved his life.
Stories like this are powerful, but one frustration for Crisis Line counselors is that they don't know what happens to callers once they hang up the phone. The calls are anonymous, and counselors don't follow up with callers. Mullane admits there's no easy way to measure success.
I don't think we've gotten a good grasp on that. I think we are constantly trying to figure out ways to better measure our efficacy.
But research suggests crisis lines do work. A 2017 study found almost 80% of people who called helplines said making the call stopped them from killing themselves. Brian Mishara is a psychology professor at the University of Quebec in Montreal. He studies suicide prevention and says helplines have a role to play.
You diminish the crisis. You help someone through a very difficult time and decrease the risk that this crisis will lead to a suicide attempt, but you're not going to solve their long-term problems.
One thing the VA can measure is how many calls it answers. 2 years ago, more than 30% of calls rolled over to backup centers operated by subcontractors, or in some cases, went to voicemail.
We had more demand than we had capacity to fulfill that demand.
Deputy Director Corrado says back then they were in the middle of opening a second call center in Atlanta. There's now a third in Topeka, Kansas. They also changed the algorithm that routes incoming calls, and Corrado says that solved the rollover problem.
We've gone from 30% to less than 1%. So we are effectively answering every call that comes in.
Meanwhile, veteran suicide rates remain stagnant. Veterans are about 20% more likely to die by suicide than people who haven't served. Corrado acknowledges that the hotline alone can't fix the bigger problem.
Our business is not to sit here and think, what can the VA do to eliminate the need for a crisis center? Our job is, what can we do at the Veterans Crisis Line to provide service to those people who need it.
The VA has rolled out a broader anti-suicide effort that includes offering treatment to suicidal veterans, even if their mental health issues aren't service-related. It's also recruiting more than 2,000 mental health professionals to work in the VA system. I'm Sarah Harris.